Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Chris, how you doing?
I am doing great, Bill. How you doing?
We're doing well. How much did the pass interference non-call screw up betting?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, that obviously changed the, you know, what would have been almost surely the outcome of the game. So, you know, it was a big swing for, you know, I'm sure that Saints fans are a lot more upset than bettors in the grand scheme of things. So it was just a really unfortunate situation.
You know, I was talking about that earlier today. I mean, they had two face mask penalties that should have been called on the Saints that weren't. And also the Saints ran the clock out. And the play clock was never, they were never flagged for it, even though the play clock had run out on, I think it was first or second and goal. And that was never called. So I'm not sweating too much for Saints. I get it because it was a terrible non-call, but I'm not sweating too much. In the course of the game, if you leave it up to one call, then you're not going to get it done anyway. That being said, give me some of the better bets that are coming out right now. Give us the overall bet, as I think early on, correct me if I'm wrong, the Rams were installed as the favorites.
Yeah, so the Rams opened as a one-point favorite at most books, and that line was immediately hit by Patriots money, and right now it's sitting at the Patriots being favored by 2.5 points. We're seeing 82% of the bets, 85% of the money on New England, and I think that goes back to what you kind of alluded to with this end of the Rams Saints game, where there's a lot of people out there who feel like the Rams shouldn't be here. And, you know, I don't think that's correct. I think the Rams are, you know, they were just as, you know, NFL one-score games are essentially 50-50. There's no real predictive value in them in terms of future success. So I think the Rams deserve to be here, and they're going to be a formidable opponent for the New England Patriots. But right now the public, you know, doesn't seem to believe that at all.
Is the over-under still sitting at 57?
Yeah, so the over-under, you know, it opened a little high at 58.5. It's down to 57. I would imagine that, you know, as the weeks progress here and leading up to the game, that this will start ticking up, because we've talked about this all year. You know, casual bettors love to bet on the over, like to see points scored, especially in a game like this, and they will tend to place their bets a little closer to kickoff here. So if you're looking to bet the under, I would say wait until this line keeps going up. If you're looking to bet the over, I think now is a good time to get it, because I think it will start ticking back up from here.
So give me some of the other bets. Obviously, everybody bets on the coin flip, the heads or tails, and all that kind of stuff. But give me some of the other ones that are usually pretty interesting when it comes to the Super Bowl.
Well, I think it starts with Super Bowl MVP. That's always an interesting one. Right now, we have Tom Brady as the favorite for that award. You know, if the Patriots win, I think it's a pretty good chance that Brady gets the award. But, you know, if the Rams win, you know, it's probably about a 50-50 shot. I think then it's where you can really find some value, because not only do you have Jared Goff at plus 220, but you have a guy like Aaron Donald at plus 1,800. That implies only about a 5% chance. And if you look at over the last 20 seasons, there have been four defensive players, so about 20% of these awards have gone to defensive players. And I would think if a defensive player gets the award, Aaron Donald has better than a 1-in-4 shot to be that guy. So I love the value right now on Aaron Donald at plus 1,800.
Also, how much does, just simple coaching play into this? I mean, everybody talks about the knowledge of Belichick and what that team has been capable of doing, and you see all that money coming in on New England. Is this just because New England Patriots are doing the, hey, everybody's betting against us, we suck thing, so we're going to beat everybody's ass?
You know, I think coaching, this is the coaching matchup, first of all. I think that we can't look at the Patriots as the underdogs in this spot, you know, especially given the public betting percentages. I mean, even when you look at the money line, you know, New England getting a large majority, over 70% of the bets on the money line as well. So the Patriots definitely aren't the underdog, but this coaching matchup, I think, will be fascinating, because, you need a great coach to take down Bill Belichick. And he did a brilliant job scheming on the Kansas City Chiefs in the first half of that game. You know, Patrick Mahomes is essentially shut out, and, you know, Tyreek Hill finished with the game with one catch. And so you have, and on the other side, you know, Wade Phillips shut down Michael Thomas this time around, brought a zero blitz that caused Drew Brees to check out of a called run on first down, which could have ran some more clock to the Saints late in regulation. So I think both of these coaches are going to factor in heavily in this game, and that's really what's going to determine it. But this is one of those teams in the Rams where, they're not outmatched by the Patriots coaching staff. Wade Phillips and Sean McVay are just as good as Belichick and McDaniels and all those guys.
Is there bets such as at the end of this thing that Gronk walks away or Brady walks away? I mean, do those bets begin to come out as to whether or not if they win this game, they'll walk away, they'll end their careers?
Yeah, you'll start to see those bets. They might actually be out at a couple of books here and there. There's also post-game props in general. One we talked about today on the taping of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN Plus was, okay, for the post-game MVP speech, what will the player mention first, or who will the player mention first? Will it be, God, or will it be family? Will it be coaches, teammates?
Really?
So that's a really interesting one. I'd probably go with teammates because, they're all at plus money, but I'd probably go with teammates for that one because, those are the guys standing right next to you, what you would hear first. But I think teammates and God are the two favorites for that one.
Got to ask you, I've been reading a lot lately about prop bets, and as much as they're fun and everybody loves to kind of get in on the weirdness, it kind of keeps a lot of people and fans engaged. Why is the NFL so hardcore against them?
I think prop bets, what happens with prop bets is you can start to get into situations where you start seeing, hey, maybe a guy can put a lot of money on a certain side and influence the game in some particular way. Guys on the inside, it's really hard to kind of detect. So I think there's situations where you're getting a very granular. You're not going to ever see a team really throw a game or anything like that. But if you have a guy, it's kind of like contract incentives, right? If you have a guy that needs six more catches or something like that to hit a contract incentive, you got a guy who maybe needs six catches to hit a prop bet, you could start to run into some shady things. And I think that's the last thing the NFL wants is anything, any type of outside factors influencing the game, especially after Deflategate and after, especially after what happened with the referees in the Saints. I don't think the NFL wants that. I think they want to focus on the game itself.
How much money is being bet on kickers? I know that Zuerlein and Gaskowski, both of those guys, they could play key roles in this ball game, and there's betting lines on field goals, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you can bet on, will there be a field goal kick? You can bet on how many kicks. You can bet on whether there will be a field goal missed. This is one of the more interesting ones because it kind of parlay it with what you think the outcome of the game is going to be. If you think there's going to be perhaps a more of a one-sided affair, the team that's behind tends to, forego field goals and go for it, and you do have two aggressive coaches. So I think it is highly fascinating. You can also bet on the longest kick. Remember, we are in a, in a dome stadium in Atlanta. So Greg Zuerlein, he hit a 57-yarder to send the Rams to the Super Bowl. And, that's an interesting one, to look at because Zuerlein has a huge, huge leg. And so I think he could end up hitting some of those overs for longest kick.
Great stuff, Chris. It's been good all season long. We'll be back again next year, but thanks for joining us for the entire season. We certainly appreciate it, okay?
Thank you for having me, Bill. Take care.
Absolutely, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Chris Raybon, senior NFL analyst for the Action Network and co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN. They do a great job of getting all the prop bets and all the information out. It's always fascinating as to what people are thinking, how people are actually betting, where they're putting their money. And Chris has been with us all season long, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80+, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.